David Trainer, president and founder at New Constructs, is here. They evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And we're taking a look at things that are headed for trouble today on The Danger Zone. Yes, it's The Danger Zone on Money Life, where David Trainer joins us each week to discuss something that he has found troubling. Now, you've heard us talk about New Constructs for a while, but for some of you, there might be new ways to think about New Constructs, because as of last week, November the 8th, TD Ameritrade clients have access to New Constructs reports and ratings on over 10,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. You can get more information at TD Ameritrade, but if you're a TD Ameritrade customer, you now have easy access to everything that you want. Now, when it comes to getting everything from New Constructs, it's not hard, remember, to find out more about their Danger Zone picks. Why? They blog about them. You can go check that out at newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer, as I said, is president of the firm. David, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Chuck. Good to be back.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Investors who trust P.E. ratios.
Danger, danger.
Okay, now, this is an interesting one to me, because what I didn't say as we were leading up to this is the description I normally give on how you guys decide what is attractive and what is dangerous. What happens for most people is they look at top-down numbers, they see something that looks good, they're thinking,
hello, sexy.
And yet, you're suggesting that they should be asking a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
So, if you're saying that investors who are relying on P.E. ratios are in the danger zone, are you basically saying that everybody who uses one of those common top-down headline numbers is heading for trouble? Are P.E.s universally misleading, or is there something else happening here?
P.E.s are universally misleading. Look, it's a shortcut that's pleasing because it's easy to use and can be applied to lots of companies. Humans love rules of thumb, heuristics, whatever you want to call them. We need them to get through life. You know, we can't possibly calculate a DCF in our brain for every single company. But a PE boils it all down to one little number that's pleasingly simplistic. And like most things that are pleasingly simplistic, they're not really as high fidelity or integrity as what you need when you're putting your real money at risk. We're bringing it up today because we're in a world where earnings growth is increasingly false, overstating profits. And the other thing that PEs miss, besides earnings quality, like the denominator being untrue, is the very structure of a PE tries to sort of collapse all the work that goes into DCF into one number, and that's not possible. In particular, one thing that PEs overlook are the cost of capital, right? So you can have a PE going down, and people think that that means that something is getting cheaper, when in reality, cost of capital is going up because interest rates are rising. So it's not at all getting cheaper. It's just misleading that when the price is going down, the PE is going down, and that's the function of a real-life cause like rising interest rates and a rising cost of capital, when a lot of people might consider that as a green flag to buy because the stock's getting cheaper. So two big things at play these days that make PEs even more dangerous, even more less reliable. Earnings quality is declining and cost of capital is going up. Both of those mean that PE ratios look better or lower than they should, and therefore people who rely on them are in the danger zone.
Okay. But there are metrics where PEs, they could be inaccurate, but they still seem to work. I mean, if you see a stock that is trading well below the PE ratio for the industry, if you're saying every PE ratio is kind of off, okay, fine, but they're all off together. There is a reason why somebody could come on this show and say, well, I'm looking at PE ratios and I've got something that's undervalued relative to its peers, and so I expect it to be more fairly valued relative to its peers. I mean, you're not saying that that's all going to fall apart here, are you?
No, I mean, look, you know, it's a common rule of thumb because it does work sometimes. Right. And as long as earnings and cash flow are moving in tandem, and the earnings are a good reflection of cash flow, you're fine. But what we believe in New Constructs is that everyone deserves access to comprehensive and unconflicted fundamental research like what we do. So it's like, well, why take risk if you don't have to? If you have access to better work, well, why don't you use that instead of a ratio that you know could be misleading? I'm not saying it's always misleading. Now, in general, for the overall market right now, the PE ratios are very misleading. And they are, in general, going to be misleading because cost of capital affects everybody, right? And rising rates affects the cost of capital for everybody, just about everybody. So it's the PE ratios are doing a worse job than usual. And a lot of the rhetoric in the market from a lot of the major thought leaders is that things are looking cheaper and the market's PE is coming way down. That's sort of overall untrue. But I'm not here to say that the PE can't ever be helpful. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it isn't. If you want to gamble and take a risk that, hey, maybe it is this time without doing diligence, that's very easily available, right? 7 million TD Ameritrade customers got that diligence, the flip of a switch. Anyone else who comes to our website's got that diligence at the flip of a switch or a click of a button. You know, it's all about your risk tolerance. You want to go on, pretend like nothing's wrong, more power to you.
Okay. But I also, like I said, I want to make it clear, because I'm not fighting you on this. PE has never been, for example, even just me, I've always far preferred like a PEG ratio to a PE ratio. It just tells me a lot more. Although I've never been somebody who's been, oh, let's go buy based on ratios. But the key word, perhaps, in what you said when I said who's in the danger zone this week, and what you said, it's investors who rely on the PE ratio. If that is your focal data point, that's where you are in the biggest trouble here. If it is one of multiple data points, it has whatever value you want to describe to any of those data points. But it's the reliance or the over-reliance on the PE as being a telling number that is the key distinction here, correct?
That's right.
So there you have it, folks. PE ratios, they are not all that they are sometimes cracked up to be. And if you want to find out why, well, go check out the research that is available and see what other data points you might want to rely on. You can do that at newconstructs.com. If you are a TD Ameritrade customer, you can do that with New Constructs research there as well. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the founder and president at New Constructs. They blog about all their danger zone picks, so check out newconstructs.com. If you want more information on what we were discussing today, on Twitter at New Constructs. We're heading for home on the Monday, November 12th edition of Money Life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.